When people think of mental health research, common images that come to mind are therapists in the vein of Sigmund Freud, or psychiatrists presiding over large clinical trials. However, for conditions such as the autism spectrum, the research is just as often focused on making sure that patients can succeed in the wider world. Dr. Lisa Rubel is a professor at the University of Kentucky. A psychologist by training, she has led medical research on the treatment of autism at Vanderbilt and the University of Louisville. Rubel says she joined UK's College of Education so she could transition her studies from the clinic to the classroom.
I had an NIH grant at the time that I came here and really wanted to devote more of my time to my research and then the training of doctoral students who would then go out and be doing similar work, research and services in the schools.
Her research is centered around an intervention model known as the Collaborative Model for Promoting Competence and Success, or COMPASS for short. Based on 2001 recommendations from the National Research Council, it provides teachers and clinicians with a common knowledge base and set of skills for use as they assist children with autism. Broadly speaking, Rubel says COMPASS focuses on the areas of social skills, communication, and independent learning.
We make sure that we've got our educational programs focusing on those three core areas to help children be, you know, to increase their social functioning, to increase their quality of life, and ultimately to help them be able to attain their potential.
To test the effectiveness of the COMPASS model, Dr. Rubel put together several randomized control trials. By comparing the results of teachers, clinicians, and parents using COMPASS versus those in the control group, she can make a qualitative evaluation.
So far, we've tested COMPASS with, I think, we've had 79 parents and teachers who've participated in children, and of those 79, 44 received COMPASS.
So far, Rubel has completed two studies on children ranging from 3 to 8 years old, with positive results.
When they received COMPASS, their responsiveness to their individual education program was higher, at least 1.5 standard deviations higher than those who did not receive COMPASS. And that's a high effect size.
With these successes, Rubel has expanded her focus to include 18 to 21-year-olds transitioning out of high school. She's assisted in this endeavor by several research assistants, including fourth-year doctoral student Alexis Rogers.
So far, it's been exciting to see the different things that we're able to do with this one model that we know is effective for younger kids and just seeing how we can apply that to different situations and different ages.
Other assistants, such as sophomore Haley Bishop, say working on this research provides them with valuable experience.
As an undergrad, it's really nice to be able to make all these connections and have all these people and to get the experience before grad school or before looking at jobs. It's really nice to have that under your belt.
Ultimately, Rubel wants to use COMPASS to make autism services more impactful and ensure affected children grow up to be competent adults who can engage with the wider world.
When you see firsthand the gap in services that families receive and our piecemeal approach to services, you just realize it's that much more important to have a process that can bring everybody together and get everybody on the same page so that the children can respond more quickly and more successfully to the interventions they're already receiving.
Extended interviews with Dr. Rubel and her research assistants can be found online at wuky.org. For WUKY News, I'm Chase Cavanaugh.